Well, how you doing? Zach Costin,
TJ Laramie,
Adam Henrique,
Joe Siddle, Megan
Augusta, Tyrone Crawford.
Holy mackinaw, you're listening to Wind City Sports.
What up, everybody, and welcome back to the Wind City Sports Podcast. We're your only local sports podcast presented by Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC. Wind City Sports is Windsor's only local sports podcast every Monday, hosted by yours truly, Drake Damore, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and more. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, and whatever social media you might use at @WindCity_sports. Windsor's only local sports podcast, bringing you weekly interviews with local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, and more. And as well as breaking down and bringing you all the local sports news we can possibly gather every week. Today is Monday, May 2nd, 2022, and it's episode 253 of Wind City Sports. We skipped last week, thinking that the Windsor Spitfires would have closed out their series with the Sarnia Sting, and in devastating fashion lost in overtime last night, Saturday night as I'm speaking, and today as I'm speaking doing this podcast, they are set to play in Sarnia at 7 o'clock. So we're going to come back on the podcast following our interview and get you caught up with the Spitfires. We will talk about the Express, as I just got back from the Windsor Express game, and But anyway, we're gonna do all that. We got lots more sports news to talk about, and we have a great interview for you. One that's been a long time coming with Leamington native. You know, we can consider him an Essex boy, a Windsor Essex County boy, four-time Stanley Cup champion. The accolades go on and on. The titles just never end for D-Mac Darren McCarty, as he is our guest this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast. We're gonna talk about so much. We obviously don't need to talk about his career in depth. If you know who he is, he's an NHL legend. He's told his story many times. So lots of other things to talk about with him, including his band, his professional wrestling career, his golf career, working with the Detroit Red Wings, and talking about that Windsor Essex pride and that toughness that we've talked about with a lot of guests on here. Obviously, we bring up Bob Probert and the upcoming return of the Bob Probert ride this year, coming up in just about a month, actually. And yes, of course, we talk about growing up in Leamington, playing hockey out there, playing baseball. As you'll hear in the interview, Darren says it takes a community to raise a man or a champion or whatever the hell he says, but you'll hear it on there, and he's right. Coming from a small town community out in Leamington, growing up out there, playing minor hockey, and made his way out to the OHL and then drafted to his favorite team not far from home, the Detroit Red Wings. Makes himself one hell of a career there. Four-time Stanley Cup champions. Also had a stint in Calgary as well. But you know all that. You know his story, his struggles, his past, and his advocacy for cannabis. Also another big topic that we talk about on the Wind City Sports Podcast today, and some announcements to be made via the interview coming up soon. Before we get into that, we will talk about the Express, and following the interview again, Windsor Spitfires, and anything else we can gather. Lots of news to talk about, actually. And before we do any of that, we're going to kick things off with talking about Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC. Check out their new revamped website at amherstburggm.com. Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle has never been this easy. Head over to Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC to find out how. They believe in customer satisfaction and try to make it their mission that each and every customer is happy with their service. The credit experts down at Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC can help you provide a niche financing option to suit your needs. To speed things up, just fill out a financing application form online and get in touch with a representative. This will also help you get pre-approval for financing, making it easier than ever for you to shop for your desired Chevy Buick GMC or beyond vehicle. Again, that's Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC and AmherstburgGM.com, located on Sandwich Street South in Amherstburg. Also, the official sponsors of the upcoming and the return of the annual Ed Jovanovski Golf Tournament, charity golf tournament at Point West in Amherstburg. So that will be coming up, I believe, in July 10th. And we'll be helping out with that, promoting that, and hopefully partaking in the event as well, or at least covering the event. Still not sure. I'm sure Ed will show up. And actually, speaking of which, condolences to the Jovanovski family, as his father recently passed away. So that being said, we have to talk about our Windsor Express now. Normally would be a good time to talk about our Windsor Spitfires, But as no one really predicted, we are going into Game 6 tonight, yesterday, as you're listening to this. So we're going to wait until later to give you an update on the Windsor Spitfires, but we got to talk about the Windsor Express going back to last week. Some good news for the Windsor Express. So since we haven't had an episode since 2 weeks ago, April the 18th, the Express had 5 games and went 3-2, defeating the best team in the league, the London Lightning, as well. On April 20th, they had a game against the Sudbury Five, defeating them in impressive fashion. One of their new rivalries, 119-112. These games are tight. As from there, they had a game on that Friday against the top-seeded London Lightning and the team that they will play in the playoffs. They defeated them 110-92 in impressive fashion. From there, they ended up losing to the Five again, one of their new rivals. And then last Friday, what an exciting, thrilling matchup against the TBL's, I always say Jonestown, but it's Jamestown Jackals, beating them 100-98, came down to the wire, exciting stuff. And then yesterday, Sunday, completely blowing it against the London Lightning. They had a 10-point lead, and they had a lead throughout the entire game against this team. Number one team in the league, and the team that they will be playing in the playoffs. And they ended up losing like by like 25 points or maybe 30 points. In the fourth quarter, it was like 30-8 for the London Lightning. So no way around it. They that was their game to lose. There was, you know, they had it in the bag, and it was, all they had to do was stay a little consistent and shut down Terry Thomas and these guys from London, but then just couldn't pull it off. So upcoming, we have 3 more games. They're playing tonight in London with a home and home that will wrap up their regular season series before they kick things off for the playoffs in London on May 15th. Following that, we have 2 more home games and 2 more games in the regular season to wrap it up for the Windsor Express this Friday against the Kitchener-Waterloo Titans, and then the following Friday, a makeup game from March. So if you had tickets to that one, you can use your tickets on whatever day that is, a week from Friday against the Sudbury Five. From there, again, May 15th, we'll have our first game of 2 in London and come back for game 3 in Windsor, so guaranteed at least 1 game, playoff game. And you know what? This team was turning around. They're looking way better. Some great roster additions, subtractions, and changes for a lot of teams, including the Windsor Express, since the All-Star break have started to turn it around. And they have a chance. It's a best of 5 series, so they know they've beat this team before. They could have beat them yesterday, but obviously fell short. So it's going to be a good matchup, and it's going to be one of the most interesting playoffs in NBL history. The 2-time champions, Windsor Express, looking to do it again. We'll keep you covered with that, and you can catch me and Aaron Sanders on NBLC TV for every home game in Windsor Express. So anyway, I think it's time we get into our interview now with Darren McCarty, DMAC. Following that, we got lots of news on some local MMA fighters, Windsor Spitfires. We're going to wait until after the game to get you caught up with that, as well as anything else I can find or that we may have missed over the last little while. So without further ado, here we go with the Grind Lines, Darren McCarty.
All right, from Leamington, Ontario, originally is this musician, podcaster, entertainer, but 4-time Stanley Cup champion, former Calgary Flame, but most importantly, part of the Detroit Red Wings organization for many years and still today, the Grind Lines, Darren McCarty. Welcome to the show, man.
Great to be here. Appreciate the great introductions, Drake. And you know what? A lot of things going on. I'll start with this, is that don't let anybody define you by what you do. You got to put whatever you put in to get out. It's about following your passion. So I do a bunch of different things too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And great advice for anybody, but of course yourself too, coming from a man like yourself. We're going to kick things off talking about one of your trades, jack of all trades, everyone knows, but recently the band is back together and Grind is doing some shows this summer, correct? In Michigan. So how did that all come to
Grind,
be?
Yeah. One of my, if you know me, I think my next album is going to be called Hiatus, because that's like one of my favorite things. I never like quit anything. I just put it on the back burner and Hiatus. The band's one of those things. And I just believe now that I just turned 50, but with Billy Reedy, who's always been not only my guitar player, but he's been my buddy for 30 years. It's all a time when the grinder time comes, when the universe lets us get together. And this time around, you know, the one thing is that we're going to be out there having a blast with each other and how we spend the time, but also too, is that it's just another great way to bring people together, Absolutely. People in my world. So, you know, it's something too, is that music's one of those things that tests the time. So I've written a few albums over the years, and going back through a lot of the songs, your mental, where my mental space is, and I know where I was when I wrote the song, and I'm in a totally different place now. And I think that that's the beauty of music and getting together and creating something like that.
Yeah,
for me, it's about sharing it, but it's also about the vibe and the energy and stuff like that. And it just gives me another chance to hang out, party with my people.
Yeah, have some fun, right? I mean, it's cool that you can kind of step away for a while and still come back to do it in a way to express yourself a little bit differently than you're probably used to, right?
Well, yeah. You know what? Listen, it's no secret. Chris Jericho, not only a great friend, but a great mentor of mine. And he's always like, bro, follow your passions. And what do you put in to get out? So it's one of those things that I'm not afraid to try different things. And if I like them, then I'll put the work in to at least be decent. And, you know, that's why I traveled around doing everything. If anybody knows me, my main concern is with the, you know, the CBDs and in the cannabis plant and stuff with the recovery and the life. But this is all, these are all arms of different things. And
yeah,
I just like Chris said, man, it's like, I don't do anything for the dollar. It's I chase my passions with people that are passionate with me. And that's what I've done. No matter what it is, surround myself with it. And the beauty is because when I can focus on certain things, and then when I'm pushing the hardest, I can change my focus. That's the beauty of it. So I can do so many things going on. And yeah. I'm grateful for the band. I'm as excited as anybody to get back out there. That's one of the things that I've learned, you know, that I missed through COVID and stuff like that, even though I needed that time to sort of look inside and see what I wanted to do coming out of it, as a lot of people. But
yeah,
now I'm ready to bring people together and just, my big thing, dude, is no matter what I do is I want to show you why we're closer, why we're more, have more things in common than we do not, you know, it's that human connection. So start with the band. It just gives me another, like I said, another arm to do things that I love to do.
Yeah, one of your many avenues, I guess we could say. And you mentioned some of them that we will talk about hopefully throughout this conversation. But before we get away from music, of course, people that know that, you know, you have the band and you've done a lot of things. But obviously, I can only imagine you've always been passionate about music. But did it only really come to be like after playing hockey that you got involved in music, or were you like,
no, I was always, well, I grew up in Leamington, and I always say to this day, a guy named Jody Rafool and the band called the Hitmen, which is from my hometown, that, you know, they let me play Rockstar, you know, sort of growing up. And I was, as you know, from Damon Johnson and Brother Kane, who's played with Alice Cooper and Thin Lizzy and has a band, Brother Kane, who's back out. I mean, I was on stage at the Fillmore back in like 95, you know what I mean, with those guys and doing stuff. So it's always been in my blood. We created Grindr back in 98 after the accident to Vladimir Konstantinov to raise money, and we did a tribute album and stuff. And then I picked it up and put it down during the lockout in 04. I didn't go play hockey. I went and toured 85 shows, played the Roxy. I've opened for Live in front of like 10,000 people. It's a Jones. So I've been able to, and I'm not a musician, but you know, I love music, and
I got you. Yeah.
And like I said, I'm an entertainer. So I figured that part of it out, and what has helped that. So I've picked it up and put it down, and for different reasons. And now we're picking it back up again. And it's sort of always been there.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of those things. And it's something that when we go into band mode, I take it serious. Like I said, it's along the same lines of what Chris Jericho does between wrestling and his band Fozzy and stuff this. And we're no near that level. But what we do is we're at the level of, if you've been to a Fozzy show, it's about the party. It's about the show. It's about engaging with the people. And for me, it's just another way to connect people that I haven't connected with, or I have over the years. And it's just another way that we can get in each other's space. So the band has always sort of been there. Like I said, the band is Billy Reedy and myself. So I wouldn't do Grindr without Billy, but the rest of our buddies that fill in that then have filled the lineup out. It's all about, these are guys that I hang out with. You know, these are guys that are part of my life. So it just makes sense that we're just taking the party public. Pretty much it.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. And, you know, you kind of mentioned, you know, growing up in Leamington where it all started. And I mean, you were born out in BC. So how did you kind of come out to Ontario?
Yeah,
what was growing up like out here?
Yeah, I was born in British Columbia. But my parents separated when I was 6 months old, so we moved back to Woodsley, which is between Leamington and Windsor. So the house, to give people perspective, the house I grew up in, give or take 10 minutes for the border of Windsor and Detroit, took me 40 minutes to get to Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah,
right. So I grew up a Red Wings fan, Dead Wings. In fact, back in the late 70s, early 80s, we couldn't win nothing, but we could beat you up. So that was good. With me. Now my other buddies were Toronto Maple Leafs and Canadiens fans, and we all know that those are the most irritating fans in the world, right? Because they're that's all good, bro. It's all good. I mean, listen, I don't want to get off topic, but you know what? If you guys can get through the first round this year, you might actually be able to make some waves.
That's
so if you need some help during the playoffs, I mean, I can tell you what's going on if you get deeper into it. But anyways, you'll appreciate this because you showed me the Toronto. The best bet that I ever made when I was 10 years old was with my cousin Chad. We grew up together. He's 6 months younger than I am. He's a huge Maple Leafs fan. So I bet him the Wings would win the cup before the Maple Leafs. Back in 97, I scored the cup clinching goal. I made him pay me $200. Now we have a bet for $100 since that date. It was the Maple Leafs or the Red Wings because I just keep taking money off him. He owes me $400. If he paid me every time I won cups, right? So that's the best bet that I made. Now it's Maple Leafs and Lions. And you know what? You guys got a better shot. So
I have that.
It'll be good. So I grew up since I was six months old, this close with my grandparents, and my mom remarried when I was 5 years old. We moved to Leamington, and that's where all my minor hockey, minor baseball, sort of when they say it takes a community to raise, you know, an athlete. Leamington is where I'm from.
And especially the smaller towns, you know, a little bit more intimate, homegrown boy, right? So played for the South Point Capitals is where it all kind of started.
South Point at the time. It was still Leamington. Point is a combination of Wheatley, Leamington, all the
Essex.
We played everything out. But to your point, we were a community.
Yes.
Where all the best players come out of AAA. But the best thing that I did is, after my Bantam year at 14, my 15-year-old year, I went and played Junior B in Peterborough. So I got out of the area. And then that's what started. Then I got drafted to Belleville. That's where it all started. So, but born and bred, and it's the rinks of Essex County and the Ball Diamonds of Essex County that raised this kid.
That's pretty cool, man. And like many, many others, throughout the city and through the community, which is why we do this. So it's really cool. And you mentioned, you know, we were obviously had to bring up, you know, are you a Wings fan or are you a Leafs fan, blah, 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 because most of the people in Windsor are between them, right? And you mentioned that being a Wings fan and being drafted to the team you grew up loving and being able to play in the Joe had to have been like, you know, we could sit here and talk about your career all day, but just the fact that, you know, you had some close ties to it had been pretty special from the beginning.
Playing at home, man. I consider myself Detroit's favorite stepson, but I mean, I got to live like playing like the hometown kid. And not only that, but also too, to score the cup clinching goal, to bring the cup back. You know, I knew the history. I live it. I love it. It's the same sort of thing on a different angle. But this is why Dylan Larkin and I have this connection, because he's King Arthur, he's born into it, right? You know, we're more like the Knights of the Round Table and stuff like this, but it's the passion and love for the culture, knowing the history, knowing what it's all about to wear the wing wheel. And you know, Chris Draper, my line mate and the grind line teammate, you know, I think he said it the best, you know, I'm not the Hall of Fame, I'm not the most talented, but you know what, when it comes to the proudest Red Wing, I'm up there. Oh, yeah. I could be the proudest one. And it's because it's been in my blood since I was a little kid. Like I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the love, you know, the fans on and off the ice, because through my struggles, it's enabled me to get to this point, you know, mm-hmm. at 50, to not only be alive, but to be able to do the things that I do. And I really cherish that relationship that I have with not only the people that I've come across, but people in the state and Red Wings fans everywhere. It means a ton.
Oh, you can really see the passion, obviously, just in the stuff you do. I mean, you go to a Red Wings game, you're bound to see yourself on the concourse somewhere or at the booth, right? So obviously, just the passion of not only the game, but, you know, the Red Wings themselves, you know, you being part of that family keeps you around for, you know, what? How many years has it been since you stopped playing? You're still there.
I retired in 2009.
Yeah.
So after we lost to Pittsburgh and you know what? It's been bleak for a lot of times, I didn't go to a full game for a lot of years, but now you see me coming around more and stuff because I believe in the process. You look at, you know, all the guys that you watch play are now part of the organization, put it back together. For me, I'm doing the greatest job that I want. Like that's the one thing, is that we all are doing for the organization the best of the assets. For me, it's connecting the fans and the team, right? I ain't gonna help with the game's changed. I ain't gonna help you with, you know, I may give you a couple tips on how to, you know, play the puck along the wall or get the puck out on your end or stuff to learn, but the speed of the game, the X's and O's and stuff, leave that to the coaches and the draft and to the guys who love it, like Drapes and Maltz and guys that want to spend their time at the rink. I'm about the fans and about getting this culture right, so we're all, you know, what's coming. And I just think that because I've lived with these guys, I know the mentality. I'm on their way. Like, I see things. Yeah. I can explain, you know, maybe translate it a little bit. So it's a process. And then the biggest thing with the Red Wings is Steve Yzerman is that he's going to nail the foundation down before he keeps going. Now there's progress, and every great organization, you just don't automatically, you know, keep taking steps forward. There's going to be some trying times in there. I think the second half of the year was part of that, but you realize maybe what you didn't have more than what you did have, but that only helps you moving forward. Mm-hmm. So I'm just here to narrate it any way I can. Yeah. People ask me questions. They know they're going to get my truth.
Well, you got a great role, then. You got a good gig for yourself. And again, just everyone doing their part, right? Everyone's doing their
part. That's all it is. It's pretty much just like the team was built before, right? If
that's
I could be the best there, McCarty, and I'm going to be the enforcer. Yeah. You know, you say something stupid about Dylan Larkin being the captain, and then you're going to feel the wrath of D-Mac and fight you to come and fight this fight at Woodward Sports. It's open. Because that's how I can't protect them on the ice, but I sure as shit, I'm not going to listen to absolute ridiculous stupidity off the ice. You can have your opinion on guys and different things, but there's certain things when it comes to culture that I will punch you straight in the face if you give me the chance.
Absolutely.
Because I'm passionate about that, because you can argue about the coach, you can argue about different things and should this guy and should this guy, but there's certain things that you can't argue about. And that's when it comes down to the structure and everything else.
Yeah.
Vulnerable truth with integrity. That's my heart virtue. That's what makes me tick. That explains the Lemieux incident. That explains, you know, my cannabis, my everything else. So don't talk stupid stuff like that.
Of course. Thank that shows you. The passion too, right? And but that's
right, also kind exactly. of
what, is, yeah, what I was going to allude to too is like the band is back together, at least for you guys right now. Obviously not on the ice, but like half of that era is involved in the club. So, I mean, familiar faces make things.
And that's all 19, baby. That's all Stevie. It's a hashtag Wiser plan. When they get good enough, you know, like conference finals or cups, then I'll tell you why it's actually the hashtag McKaiser plan. It's like a Kaiser Soze thing, but you guys aren't ready for that right now. We know I'm not good with the money and stuff. So he's doing a great job. So he's got his buddy Nick, and he's got his buddy Croner, and he's got his buddy Drapes and Maltz and Yuri Fisher and Pork and all these Dan Cleary. He's got all his buddies up there. They're all good. I trust those guys when it comes to the X's and O's.
Yeah, again, everyone's doing their part, right?
That's it,
man. It's cool. Again, like I said, we could sit here and talk about your hockey career all day and then, you know, just have a podcast on that. But you do a lot of other things too, like we've been talking about. You still golfing a lot or?
Absolutely. You know what? I fair weather golf today was gonna,
yeah,
I've been out once this season, but the weather just hasn't been like this weekend was beautiful, and I was tied up doing other things, but we'll get there. I've still played as much as I can. You know, like I always say, I carry the one of the best eights in the country around, because it allows me, not if you carry eight handicap and I can play above that, but I can also play below that, it sort of evens it all out, and then it makes it more fun. You know, because that's where, well, it's being out there and having a good time and taking it for what it is. So you won't see me on tour anytime soon, but maybe on that celebrity tour. You never know. We're striving for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for a while, it was, you know, pretty, seemed like a pretty big part of your life, you know, like you were, you did the Pro-Am here, I think, and stuff like that.
Right? No, absolutely. But they're different, you know, it's, I need a few different me's to be able to do everything that I want to do. So now it just becomes what are the priorities, and it's just like anything else. No matter what you do, you only get out what you put in. So you have to be realistic with how much you can put in. So I mean, if you don't practice and you don't get to spend all that time making yourself better on no matter what it is, then cut yourself some slack when you go do it, or put more time in and make it a priority. All it is, it's really simple. It's not easy.
Oh no,
it's about discipline and putting the work in, right?
But again, it's just one of the, another one of those things that you kind of do, and it's part of your life.
It's one of those things that I do that I'm not like, but that I'm good at. Like I'm good at, I consider myself good at a whole bunch of things. Don't have to be great at a whole bunch of things. I was great at being a teammate on a Stanley Cup team, and I got four cups, so now we can ride the rest of it out. So it's just finding your place and being happy with it. And, you know, for me, all the things that I do, I'm all about the experience.
That's cool.
And it's about sharing that experience
with
other people. So whether it's out there busting chops with my buddies or playing and I usually play, you know, that's one of the things I love to do is play the charity scrambles and stuff.
Yeah.
Help raise money for different things. So that's going to get started soon, you know, usually a Monday thing. And I play in about 15 to 20 of them a year. And I look forward to that because it's all the people that I get to meet, you know, and that's, you know, so that's where golf to me is at right now. I'd like to be better. I'd like to spend more time on it, but reality is that that's not happening.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard. You got to put in a lot of time to be good. Right. So
absolutely.
It takes time. And, you know, there'll be opportunities for that in the future now with everything kind of coming back. And that kind of leads me to something that something that we pretty much have to talk about if you're going to be on a Windsor Sports podcast, and that's Bob Probert and the return of the Probert ride this year. So, you know, obviously, and we know you had a connection with him and still do with his family and stuff like that. So, I mean, it'd be pretty remiss if we don't at least bring him up. And it's great that the event is back this year, too.
Well, it is, and it goes to show you that it's something that we've missed. And
yeah,
Danny and the kids were you know, as close as we've been from day one, obviously, with that connection, and to be able to, you know, watch them grow up and see Danny move on, but to be able to have something where, and it's not just, I think that Danny realizes this is how much Bob meant to so many people, not just in the area, but throughout the sport and all the guys that come in. And it's a way to be able to give the honor. I always say for me, you know, I was grateful because, you know, what Bob Probert not only did for me, but it's something that, you know, it's unfortunate because we've all lost people, but there is part of me that lives my life in gratitude to the fact that Proby showed me where the line was when he crossed it, and I was always able to teeter on the cliff and not go over until I finally did be able to figure out who Darren McCarty was to Darren McCarty. Like I tell everybody, I knew who D-Mac was since I was 6 years old. It took me to 46 to figure out who Darren McCarty was. But now that we do, there's a lot of me that Proby's just one of the guys that we've lost, you know, I've lost other people too. And it's just sort of, there's something in being able to get together and tell the stories and be a part of it. And I think that over the COVID and the past few years where the disconnect has happened, that this will make it even bigger this year. And, you know, I look forward to it. So you'll definitely see me there. One of the great things is
awesome.
Well, one of the great things is, as I always say, is that if you've ever seen the Stanley Cup picture out of the Free Press or the news with me riding the Harley with the Stanley Cup on the back, well, that's Proby's Moomoo cow, right? Because it had a back plate. My Harley at the time didn't have a back plate to it. So that's the Harley that I rode, I believe it was the O2 Cup, was around there. But the fact is, tradition-wise, is I ride that motorcycle every Probert ride until one of the kids is able to take it. I believe that it might be this year that we'll see Tierney or Jack or somebody be able to take the bike, which is also too part of it. So, love Big Bob as much to this day as I did back then. Everything, he was such a larger-than-life personality to this day. He'll always be Goomba and I'll always be Mitzi, and that's just the way it was. And you know, so it's great that, you know, in tragedies we could all be able to come together. And to me, for not just me but for a lot of people, that Probert ride represents something to what Bob Probert meant to all of us. So it's cool to be able to see. Because at the end of the day, right, the reality is the money that they've raised has saved lives, right? It's the fact of that, the heart attack out on the water, the defibrillators, to whatever, the awareness has come to the forefront, getting your heart checked at different ages. So don't tell me anything. I lost my dad, Craig McCarty, back in 99 to multiple myeloma, and part of the McCarty Cancer Foundation mission statement was that I know that I'm not going to be able to save my dad, but one day we'll save somebody else's. And to this day, where he was diagnosed in 1996, 26 years later, that people that get diagnosed with the disease, it's not a death sentence. They can have medication to live off it. And that's what life's all about. So in that way, Proby's looking down at us, and I know that he smiles, and he always makes it a great, he always throws something in. There's either a huge rain and then sun coming out, and he always makes it a spectacle for the ride, but we always know that he's there.
Yeah, he's messing with everybody still playing those jokes, those pranks, right?
That's what he does. That big old Bob Law.
Yeah, classic, man. That's cool though. You know, it's all about the lessons learned in life and these experiences. And you talked about it way back when that documentary debuted, the Bob Probert documentary. You kind of alluded to what you were talking about now and said, you know, that's when cannabis saved my life. And that was, you know, kind of part of it. So obviously we all know you're a big advocate for stuff like that. And it's crazy to think back to those days, a couple of years ago, even, and how much it's changed in Michigan and Canada and stuff like that.
Everywhere. Yeah. Education, man. It's education. The fact that
unbelievable, really.
Truth is out. I always say that you can bitch and moan about the millennial generation, and then you can come to me and I'll show gratitude, because it's transparency in politics and entertainment and sports. It's transparency. Well, guess what? Who came along? Cannabis doing its thing. It's always done for tens of thousands of years. Except now that we know with the education and stuff like that, obviously it started with Canada being legal. I mean, but here's the thing, right? Which blows me away, because it's so gray still, country to country, state to state, this and that, that we'll eventually get some symmetry on the whole spectrum. But the education of people knowing that if they do have an option, that's all it is. I say, do you know you have an option? And you tell me yes or you tell me no. And then I explain to you about, hey, guess what? You know, your endocannabinoid system and this and that. Mm-hmm. So the science is there. The common sense aspect of it is there. It's all about the option. I don't care whether you do or you don't. I hope you don't. More for me. Yeah. Right? But the fact is that the compassion in me has to let you know that there is. For me, the biggest thing is being an alcoholic insomniac is that I'm big in the CBN, which is a sedative part of the plant that you can help your go to sleep.
Yeah.
Shut your brain off.
Oh, everyone's different. Brilliant. Right?
Yeah. It's all about, and everybody's different. Your system's different, but it's all about, don't tell me what, tell me who. So there is answers to what people want. They're going through pain. You know, the big thing too, is I realized that, you know, my big focus, and don't get it twisted. I got, what's this, Z Lotto. I got pre-rolls. I got weed out the yin yang. right, that I promote and stuff. But it's about the roll-on, the CBD, the CBN, all this stuff that everybody can use, right? I did my roll-on first, my CBD roll-on, not only because it's e-commerce and I could ship it everywhere, but I needed to handle my arthritis. Wanted something to keep my hands and stuff. Boom, I found it. The fact that it's hemp-based and it's all about being getting around people that are smarter than you, that have the same passion, and I ain't stopping. And think about it, right? I'm from Leamington, Ontario. What is Leamington known for now? Tomatoes and weed. So the fact that Afria and everybody there, we haven't figured out how to consummate their McCarty brand cannabis over there means we're working on, which would be apropos to get throughout. But these are all things that are in the hopper. We're working towards figuring out everything else. But eventually, yes, there's goals. I plan to have it accessible everywhere. So it's just,
it's cool that we were able to do this too, though, right? Like, you never would have thought this would be.
Well, you should, because it's about the option. And I'm a come from a kid. Listen, don't get it twisted. I've been sucking back beer since I was like 12 years old because that was accepted. The fact that, but it's not. And then you go through the opiate age and the pills and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. We know better. There's a better option. So quit. If we're going to, everybody's on a health kick or going organic or keto or whatever. This is right along the same lines to the people that don't understand. It's about health and wellness.
Absolutely.
So, man. I mean, there's things that I know, and that's the whole thing with my passion. There's just things that you can't argue with me about.
Of course,
you can argue with me about it, but there's things that I will die on the hill for.
Yeah.
Put it this way. Google me, see how I protected my Red Wing teammates. So just imagine, I'm retired. I've taken the wing wheel off my chest, put it in my back pocket. I still care about it from a distance, and I put that cannabis plant on here. So now fight. Because I will go life or death, because this is about life or death. This plant I owe my life to, because without it, I would have been dead. November 12th, 2015. And what do I mean by that? To get to it, I was 285 pounds. My blood pressure was 265 over 165. How do I not stroke out or coma? Well, thank goodness, because along with everything else in my system, there was cannabis at a high level that stopped me from doing that. Then through the love and compassion of the caregiver program and the friends, that pretty much I had to make a decision right there. So 10 to 15 grams of RSO to get me 7 days later out of a whatever, puking crap and doing whatever, purging the physical addiction to alcohol out of my body. I was grateful, in tears, on my knees. And then I got mad for being lied to. And if I felt this way and it took me to this edge, what about everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
And hence, 6 years later, we're here. So I ain't stopping. Can't stop, won't stop.
Good.
Come on board. The train's... Let's go to everybody else, because it's about just being the best you can be.
That's fantastic.
So that's where it is. Here's a little preview. Can you see that? It says Darren McCarty, and at the bottom it says premium cannabis. The only time you'll ever find PC behind my name. But that's coming out. So
Beautiful. There,
thank you for letting me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's good stuff. And again, it all kind of ties together. And before we start to wrap it up.
That's the whole thing, bro. Drake, where you realize this, but I don't have to tell you, because you are from Essex County. You're part of Essex County Fight Club, right? Which is the mentality. It's not about whether you played in the NHL or whatever. You have the Fight Club mentality for each other. Is that you understand? Yes. It all ties in.
Yeah,
we tie everything into one another. Right. No matter what we do, that's how we were raised. Right. Something leads to something else. Something leads to something else. I believe that that's part of growing up in Essex County. That's why I call it Essex County Fight Club. Yeah. I always say, it's the guys that play in the NHL, but it's the mentality
of
everybody. It's the mentality of Mike Brown. It's the mentality of Chad Jeffries, Sean Bell, the kids that I grew up playing with. That's the mentality that we have throughout. Yeah. To this day. So
absolutely, we've talked about that with a lot of people, and it's very true. And of course yourself would attest to that. I mean, off the ice, on the ice, anywhere, that's all the mentality to carry forward everywhere. And you know, another guy that would agree with that, something that we have to talk about as well, as we were talking about Bob Probert. We all know that he was a big wrestling fan and did a lot involved in wrestling. And now yourself doing that too. You're with Dennis Farrell with the Wrestling Perspective podcast. So again, another something that you just like to do that you're like, hey, get myself involved in this then.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually with the Wrestling Perspective, so Lars Fredrickson, and it was originally Jason Kendall, Dimitri Young, former baseball players, myself, Lars Fredrickson, and Petey Williams. Well, Petey Williams, who tied in, so it all comes back to Scott DeMore and always comes back to Essex County Impact Wrestling, which by the way, if you're sleeping on Impact Wrestling right now, it's probably the best storyline show going on. Mm-hmm. Josh Alexander and Moose, the story with, you know, it's just great. Hats off to Scott DeMore, Tommy Dreamer, and all of those guys that they've done, but it's the Essex County connection, by the way. Scott DeMore and Danny Probert are cousins. So there you go. There ties it all in. So actually now, so Petey's actually producing, working for WWE now. Mm-hmm. He was actually for the Monday Night Raw that was in Detroit. Yeah. He was one of the guys that came out to help save Dominic Mysterio and put him on the stretcher and stuff like this, which is great.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is Dennis and Lars have continued the Wrestling Perspective podcast. Myself and the brand have delved into the hardcore deathmatch scene. So actually March or May 7th at Harpo's, there's a new, the Circle Six, which incorporates the 440, the Ricky Shane Page, the Atticus Colgers, all these guys that you might see in RPW, ICW. My interaction with the brand. Here's the bottom line. I take the same thing with the product. I'm about the wrestlers and the fans, right? So if I can see these guys entertaining me, beating the crap out of each other, putting each other through doors, breaking stuff over each other, and then and can help them in knowing that they have an option, not just the pills or the opiates and stuff, but it's a very kind of friendly scene to understand, you know, what they're working, and it's more of a medicinal use. So I've stepped away from the podcast. Okay. I do jump on every now and then, but I'm more delved into the RPWs, the ICWs, all the local scene, especially in Michigan. There's one out in Kalkaska, Mr. Chainsaw, but I'm in for the guys. So the Tommy Vendettas, the Lovable Psychopath, he's my next push. So you see me around. I don't want to do it, but I will. And I do get into it. I call I got a D-Max Stoner. It's my finisher, which is I'm a huge Stone Cold fan. So it's a stoner stunner where I don't kick you, but I'll punch you in the gut to drop you down and then give you the stunner. So, I'll do it. I don't want to, but I will if I have to. So I got a bunch of stuff coming up, but I love wrestling. Yeah. Wrestling's my favorite. Yeah. Wrestling's always been my favorite sport because it's about the storylines to me.
Perfect for you.
The characters. And now being older and having all these friends and, you know, Kevin Nash and Sean Waltman, who's X-Pac, were just in town for Astronomicon. So they've been buddies for years, and to catch up with guys along the way. I love seeing it. I love the passion of the younger. I'm all about the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Storyline, I don't have to like it, but it's got to make sense. So that's why I love Impact. What they have the greatest storylines going on. That's why I love the independent scenes, like the with the ICWs, RPWs, what Circle Six has going on. So I IWTV, which is shout out to the independent wrestling television. You can watch so many different promotions throughout this country and Canada and stuff like this. That's how I catch up on who's coming out of Canada too, and not being able to travel there, but hearing the names. I think that, you know, one of the guys, if you see AEW, but 2.0 and stuff like this, the way that the Canadian guys have come out. So it's a great way to connect. Mm-hmm. And I know that wrestling in the Windsor area and Essex County has always been big, and
just
take pride in it. But, you know, to me, it's like I said, I'm involved behind the scenes to, you know, to help the guys, but every now and then you see me out there getting my nose involved when it sort of happens. So I'm having fun.
That's good. Again, what it's all about, and a perfect for you, perfect avenue for you. And again, in an industry that can probably benefit from a lot of your advocacy for cannabis as well. But that being said, I mean, you're keeping busy, man. You're doing a lot. Are you still doing the Grind Time podcast as well, doing yours?
So I put Grind Time podcast on hiatus because every day between 11 and 1 on Woodward Sports Network, yeah, I do take the energy with Neil Rule. So, like I said, hiatus is my favorite name. And the reason why I don't do it is because I have a concept and of how I need it to be done, and I can't fulfill that concept. So I'd rather not do it and leave it off to the side till it can be done right. But it will be coming back out. And I believe it'll probably be more of a mobile version, which is what I need. So got more of a cross between a Bussin' with the Boys and a Be Real smoke box.
Beautiful. Oh, that's cool. That's cool, man. And hey, this has been a great chat, man. Just to kind of talk about the early days here, talk about the scene in Windsor. I mean, we can talk about that forever too, but a lot of stuff to cover with you, and we did it.
You got it, Drake. I appreciate it. Keep me anytime you need any updates. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. No, I appreciate it. I love staying connected. I love what you got going on. And you know, there is, and I know this for a fact, and maybe I'll take this back to everybody that Bob Probert told me one time about how we talk about this, but like how the guys like himself, myself, the Ty Domies, the Bob Boogners, all the guys that came, there is a pride of being from Essex County and 100%. Playing in all the rinks that we played in, all the people that we see to this day. I mean, we all take pride in when we came back to play against the Spitfires and got pennies thrown at us because we were good. So that's all it is. So I love the people of, you know, that's my Essex County, Leamington, Essex County, but it's an extension because I spent a lot, not just time in Leamington, it's playing against everybody else, the people there. So I want them to know. From Darren McCarty, he appreciates it. Takes a county to raise a kid, and you did a good. You eventually did a good. You should be proud now. You should be proud now. Touch and go with a few of us here and there, but the rest of us can pick up the slack, and it shows what we're doing. And I look forward to seeing everybody who comes out to the Harley for the ride this year. It's going to be a big year, and I think that guys fly in for this. Yep. You know, I know Scott Parker is huge on this. He'll be in. Bushy and all the guys that loved Proby as much as I.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. No shortage of entertainment when it comes to Darren McCarty, of course. And again, a long time coming. I've been trying to get him on for a bit, had opportunities to, but at least got to meet him a few times. And again, if you go to a Red Wings game, bound to see him in the concourse or at the panel, say hi, say what up. He's always cordial and willing to shoot the shit with the fans. Man of the people, they might say. Darren McCarty, D-Mac, man, thanks so much again for taking the time to do it. Again, a guy from Leamington, Ontario, from the community, talked about the toughness of being from Windsor and where it all started, where it all came from. If it wasn't for all this, you know, there wouldn't really be a Darren McCarty. So, great story. Of course, if you know who he is, you probably know his story, but it's always good to hear some more stuff that you might not know about. And, of course, rebuilding that squad at the Red Wings organization. We'll see. Maybe I should take that bet with him as well. I already have a few friends that that I have that exact bet with over a case of beer, Wings or Leafs, who will win the cup first. So maybe we'll add D-Mac to the list. But nevertheless, let's get into some local sports news before we begin to wrap things up here on the Wind City Sports Podcast. The Spitfires finally got the job done last night against the Sarnia Sting. Game 6, 3-1 final. The empty netter from Captain Will Cooley to top it off. Tight game, 2-0 throughout in the first period into the third. And in controversial fashion, the Sting getting one with just 2.5 minutes left in the game. Empty net, obviously advantage for the Sarnia Sting, but wasn't enough. Now we wait to see when the next game will be. Could be as early as Thursday, I guess, with the London Knights and Kitchener Rangers playing on Tuesday, game six, with the Knights having a 3-2 lead. I think the winner of that round will face the Spitfires next. I'm sure even as today goes on, more news will come out, but didn't get to go to any of the games, but I'm hoping to go to all of the home games in the second round. And obviously, we will have home ice advantage as Windsor Spitfires were first in their conference this year. keep the hockey talk going, the Lakeshore Lightning have advanced to the Final Four of the Schmaltz Cup. First time in God knows how long, maybe even club history, I guess. I don't know. But nevertheless, defeating the Middlesex Stars 4-0 in overtime, double overtime some games, but in overtime on Friday night to send them to the Final Four, I believe, is being held in Guelph in a tournament style this year. The first time in 3 years that they've had the Schmaltz Cup back. So Lakeshore Lightning have punched their ticket against a tough team, a tough goaltender. It's a tough crowd as well. So some good hockey still ahead here in Windsor Essex. And continuing so with Darren McCarty's own Leamington, the Leamington Flyers, and Dale Mitchell, former Windsor Spitfire, and Mark Rideout leading their team to the next round. That's Junior B action we're talking about, with the win on Friday night for them as well. They take a series 4-2 over St. Mary's, winning four straight after being down 2-0. They will advance to the next round of playoffs against the Chatham Maroons in the Western Conference Finals. So stay tuned for more details on the upcoming schedule for the Leamington Flyers as well. And last weekend, from Honolulu, Hawaii, Bellator 279 went down and featured another local MMA fighter in Randy Field, who picked up a victory in the undercard, although unconvincing fashion, finishing her opponent with a rear naked choke in 48 seconds into the second round. Randy now has some meetings lined up and hopefully some big things to be announced for her in the next few weeks, and hopefully chat with her soon as well. Windsor TFC soccer is back too in the League One Ontario Division. Semi-pro soccer returns to Windsor, and they started off their season against the Blue Devils FC with a final 1-1 tie that was actually yesterday at 4 p.m. Their next game is on the road this Sunday as they take on Electric City, and their next home game being Sunday the 15th, May 15th, against Burlington. All of their home games go down at the Libro Field out in Amherstburg. And finally, lacrosse returns to Windsor this week as well. Junior B lacrosse returns with the Windsor Clippers. They'll be on the road this Thursday taking on Point Edward. But their first home game is this week. It's this Saturday against Guelph. All their games still going down at Forest Glade Arena, Rink B. My name is Drake DeMore, and that is it this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast. Thank you for listening, downloading, or subscribing, and be sure to do so on any platform you might use, social media you might use, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, and review on any app you might use, social media you might use, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Give us a rating, hopefully a nice score, and let us know what you think of the Wind City Sports Podcast. Tell your friends, family, teammates, and training partners about the podcast. I'm here every Monday with a brand new episode, and you can catch us now, hopefully uploading every new episode to YouTube and some archives as well. But until then, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, again, at @WindCity_sports, and follow me, Drake DeMore, on Twitter and Instagram, @DrakeDeMore. But until next time, smell you later.